From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial Health is pulling out of its plan to bring a medical center to Catskill. Columbia Memorial, in 2020, announced they would build a new medical center near Thruway Exit 21, where the Greene County IDA is trying to set up new businesses. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director April Ernst told county legislators last week, and I quote, "The Columbia Memorial Hospital option has expired, and we are moving away from the idea of a medical facility there," end quote. But hospital officials have visited a 14-acre site in the Kalkberg Commerce Park along the border of New Baltimore and Coxsackie on State Route 9W. Ernst said, and I quote, "We are still in talks. We are trying to keep them interested in doing some sort of medical facility still within the county," end quote. This week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced a $5 million grant for Columbia Memorial to construct a Greene County Health Center. According to the governor's office, the funding would be for a 40,000-square-foot facility, and I quote, "to provide essential ambulatory surgery, cancer treatment, and specialty physician care to Greene, Columbia, and Northern Ulster counties," end quote. Columbia Memorial's hospital is in Hudson. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Greene and Rensselaer counties recently passed tax breaks for first responders, and now state legislators are looking at more incentives to retain and recruit firefighters and ambulance workers. A group of lawmakers said in a statement, and I quote, "We must build on this victory and continue to make policy changes to ensure our essential EMS workers can earn a living wage and receive the training and support to serve communities across New York. The final budget must include stronger language to ensure these heroes receive the acknowledgement and resources they need to do these jobs," end quote. They are putting forth a bill that would allow EMS squads to be included in the New York State Health Insurance Program. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. WXHC reports that the new 19th Congressional District Representative, Mark Molinaro, has been hosting town hall meetings in the western part of his district. On February 16th, he held a short town hall in Cortland County and another in Broome County. Molinaro said he plans to hold similar events in each county he represents. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Being able to get together with residents so that I can hear you and you can hear me. Questions, answers, comments in a respectful way, I think so very, very important," end quote. Read more about this story at WXHC. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.